Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I hate Apu.
Hate Apu.
And because of that, I dislike The Simpsons.
The whole series.
Yeah.
I love The Simpsons because...
You hate yourself.
My name is Hari Kondabolu. I've had a great career filled with laughter, critical acclaim. I should be completely happy. But there's still one man who haunts me. Apu Nahasapima Petalon.
Please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan, joined by Ian McNally and Bahir Yusuf, and we're taking a look at trailers. This is, of course, Trailer Watch, and today we're going to be talking about a documentary that's supposed to premiere on True TV. It's by a comedian called Hari Kondabolu, and it's called The Problem with Apu. Apu being, of course, everyone's favorite Quickie Mart guy from The Simpsons.
I was wondering if you were going to say his last name. Because that's being able to say that.
I'm not even going to try.
It's just amazing.
I'm not even going to try. This is a really interesting film because Hari Kondabolu talks about his experiences growing up Indian in America, or just anyone of brown skin in America, and being faced with this character of Apu from The Simpsons, the longest running primetime scripted show in television history. And that makes him the most famous Indian on American TV.
Yeah.
And he's an absolute cliche.
Yeah. And he's played by a white guy.
And he's played by Hank Azaria. And so Hari kind of digs deep. He speaks to other South Asian American comedians. He speaks to people like Whoopi Goldberg and Dana Gould to talk about...
Aziz Ansari's in there, right?
Aziz Ansari's in it. Sakina Jaffrey from House of Cards. Yeah. Cal Penn. Asif Manvi from The Daily Show. And he talks to them about how this character might be the modern equivalent of a minstrel on primetime US television.
I mean, Surya calls it, it's blackface. It is literally talking, a white guy being represented as a black character.
And here's the interesting thing. In Master of None, which is the series that Aziz Ansari does, in the first season, there's an entire episode dedicated to this point of South Asian American actors being cast in the exact same roles, right? You're the terrorist, you're
Camp
the
driver.
Taxi driver. Yeah. Yeah. And he brings up Short Circuit 2.
Oh, God, yeah. He thought
Fisher Stevens
was actually Indian.
I thought Fisher Stevens was an Indian dude. Man, I love that movie. I used to watch Short Circuit 1 and 2 as a kid. Like, I used to have the VHS, and I wore it out, and I used to be so excited because, hey, look, there's an Indian guy in Short Circuit 2.
And he's central. What happens if the machine goes off and blows up a bus full of nuns?
It's a white guy talking like this.
Nun soup.
What a disappointment.
I thought you'd give the punchline to the non-super
joke. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when I look at Apu, in a Malaysian Indian context, we don't have as much a problem with it, if only because we're arrogant. I'm not joking. We think we're better than Indian Indians, right?
Yeah.
So we make fun of their accents too, because we don't talk with accents like that. So in private conversations among Indians in Malaysia, if you're making fun of an Indian, you will put on that ridiculous accent.
Oh, yeah, the locale just gets smaller that you're making fun of. You know, like, you know, Americans make jokes about Polish makes jokes about a certain probably region.
Correct.
In Poland, you know, it goes all the way down. In Ireland, we do, Europeans make jokes about Irishmen make jokes about Dubliners make jokes about Kerrymen make jokes about people who live in Dingle, I guess. I don't know. And then they just blame it on the dolphin. I don't know.
Yeah. Correct. And you know what? The Malays do it too with the Indonesians.
Yeah.
Chinese people do it with mainlanders. Mm. And it's this really weird racial dynamic that occurs within your own race, right? Yeah. And so in the American context, that's why I find this movie so fascinating, because everyone's an outsider and they tend to stick together.
Mm. It is, watching this is like, it's a problematic that the Simpsons has ran on TV for so long, because it might have got away with this for a couple of years in the 90s, but now it's like, wait, the most well-known Indian on TV is not played by an Indian guy? That's really bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to watching this movie. And also, you know, what's funny is, of course, in a local context as well, the depictions of Indians that you see in local film also boils down to very similar tropes. Mm. You're either the gangster or, you know, the wife beater or the drunk. I mean, it happens so much in Malaysian cinema. And, of course, you've got the same annoying accent which they ask you to put on.
Yeah, and that's referenced in the trailer. They're asked to do that accent even though that's not that accent.
Yeah, they don't speak like that at all.
Yeah, and I think it's quite... I'm really curious to see if they actually get Hank Azaria on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. Because, like, what does he think of this?
They show clips of him talking about
it. They don't show him in a very good light at all. No. There's one of them talking at a graduation ceremony. And oh boy, does it come off bad.
Yeah.
Remember, please, children, that in life, there is nothing that is not so disgusting that it cannot be sold on a heated roller at a nearly criminal markup.
But here's the other thing, right? I think that I'm really hoping they ask him the question. When you're doing it in the show, and that's one thing, right? You told a story about how the producers made you do it. No, not made you do it, but suggested you do it, etc., etc., etc. But then for you to go to a graduation ceremony and do it again, doesn't that then become officially racist?
Because I don't know.
Because you've taken ownership over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right. You've accepted that fact that I'm the guy that does the voice of this Indian dude on TV.
Because he's a New Yorker, but I'm not sure what his background is. Like, Azaria, is he Italian?
I don't know.
Because outside The Simpsons, he's had a hard time getting other roles.
Yeah.
Even though he's been very funny in things like The Birdcage and stuff like that, he was playing stereotypes in those because that's all he could get after The Simpsons. I mean, it happens to a lot of The Simpsons actors. They don't like get the Friends thing where they got to go on and be in movies. They get to be in The Simpsons. That's their thing.
That's their thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, and for the longest time, it wasn't an issue because it was a question of representation in the media as well. So
there were no other Indians on TV in America, so it was fine.
And also, they probably just didn't have that much of a voice, right? Because only when you have a voice, people start taking you seriously. And for the longest time, I guess, you know, it was African Americans, and then it was Latin Americans and Asian Americans. And then even within the subsect of Asian Americans are the South Asian Americans. And for the longest time, no one cared because it was okay to make fun of them. There are two things I'm really curious about. One, I want to see this film and see what conclusions Hari gets to. But also, I want to see what impact it's going to have on The Simpsons. And I want to see if the creators of The Simpsons actually respond to this criticism.
Wasn't there a producer that was on the trailer?
He didn't come up. He came off worse than Hank Azaria.
There are accents that, by their nature, white Americans sound funny. Period.
It's funny because it's racist.
There's just certain accents that Americans find funny. And the guys point out to other. Yeah, they're funny because they're racist.
And yeah, so like, I think they're not really helping themselves, are they, right?
It depends. But I mean, again, 25 years, they're not spring chickens anymore unless they recycle producers an awful lot of the time. So maybe they're not, they've no woke producers on there.
And that would be weird, though, for a show that's 25 years old.
And also, to be fair, I love The Simpsons. I think even after all this while, there are certain episodes, there are certain moments in their opening sequences that are pure genius. And they do well to address, I guess, issues in contemporary American politics and society.
And Apu was part of that. Like when he got like big storylines with his wife and his kids.
Yeah. Correct.
And like, what was he going to be stuck in this Quickie Mart? What was his, I can't remember. He had a dream as well to do something else when he came to America, right? Remember. The Quickie Mart was just a part-time job thing. I mean, they all, with 25 years, they've given nearly everybody a decent storyline at this point.
Apu had like, didn't he have also like a storyline where he was involved with the Beatles or George Harrison or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, he's no longer, he wasn't just a sort of throwaway gag character. Right?
Correct.
They sort of built him up as well.
And also, The Simpsons addresses those issues in a way that's drastically different from Family Guy and American Dad yeah. and King of the Hill and all of those other sitcoms and animated shows on American television. So in that sense, you would think that they have the sense to see that something's not right with this depiction.
Mm.
And yeah, I just want to see how they react to the show when it finally comes out. There's no release date yet.
Nope.
Yeah. But you know what? We'll keep you posted on our Facebook page as soon as we know. We're going to post the trailer there as well. It's called A Problem with Apu. Check out the trailer. Let us know what you think. I'm on Twitter at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahewai.
You've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.